Hi there, I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. As I announced last time, beginning on this coming Monday, so January 18th, we will be starting a new series in the book of Genesis, this time in chapter 3. On Tuesday, we completed Genesis 2, and now we want to flip the page and continue in the very first book of the Bible, Genesis 3, which is a chapter you really must know. It is loaded in practical application for our lives. I look forward to getting into it starting on Monday. If you know of someone who will benefit from the lessons of Genesis chapter 3, why not invite them to join us for this radio broadcast or internet podcast? We meet together here every weekday at this same time on this same station, and or hop on the God Is Ministry website and get the free podcast. The website is godisministry.org. That's godisministry.org. The podcast is particularly helpful if friends and family, or others, you invite to listen cannot be nearby their radios at this time. All right, that's coming up beginning on Monday, Genesis 3. If you want a sneak preview, the chapter begins by introducing us to a serpent. Behind that serpent is Satan, and so we'll discover who Satan really is. There are a lot of unbiblical, really bad ideas circling in our culture about the devil. So if you and people you know want to or need to know the truth about him, we'll be looking into our enemy and God's enemy at the start of Genesis chapter 3. Tune in for that. But, as a sort of parenthesis between Genesis 2 and 3, we're getting a brief reminder on the sovereignty of God. God is sovereign. Yesterday I spoke with you about this glaring truth of Scripture, God is sovereign. I'll do so again tomorrow. But today I want to take us back to the first chapter of the book of Job, reiterate what was said, and then add to it. I am glad and thankful that you are here for this. Here is how I defined God's sovereignty. God is in charge. He has absolute rule and authority over all people and all things. God is king. He is the sovereign, and his rule, demonstrated in his authority, is unmatched. God has no rival. There is only one sovereign, and he is the one true and everlasting God. He is God, and we honor him. God is in charge. God has absolute rule and authority over all people and all things. Listen to Psalm 103, verse 19. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his sovereignty rules over all. That was Psalm 103, verse 19. God is sovereign, and God is sovereign over whatever you and I may face this year, just now underway. Amidst all that we do not know about what is coming, what we do know biblically is that God will either allow it or send it to us with express purpose. Let's just take the ongoing coronavirus, a leftover from last year. If God wanted to kill it, he could kill it as quickly as you can snap your fingers together. God can do whatever God wants to do, according to his will and character. So he must have some purpose for allowing the coronavirus to continue to spread and now even to mutate, as viruses do. If you ask me what is that purpose, I will tell you I do not know what the specific purpose is. As we see when we read through the Bible, there are certain truths found within the character of God that speak to what his purpose is for all people in any trouble. But I will not speculate or pontificate on why specifically God is allowing COVID to persist at this time. Instead, what I hope to do is clearly teach you how to respond to this virus and whatever else you may face by trusting in the sovereign decisions and the sovereign will of God. Last time, I took Job as our mentor. As background to the book of Job, it opens with Satan appearing before God, which is in itself very interesting. This is a scene in heaven that Job is totally unaware of. In other words, as readers, we are aware of a really important piece of information that Job does not have. God has given Satan permission to harm Job physically. Let me read to you now Job chapter 2, verses 6 through 10. The book of Job is just before the Psalms, and I have my Bible open here to Job chapter 2, reading verses 6 through 10. So the Lord said to Satan, "Behold, he is in your power, only spare his life." Then Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head. And Job took a potsherd to scrape himself while he was sitting among the ashes. Then Job's wife said to him, "Do you still hold fast your integrity? Curse God and die." But he said to her, "You speak as one of the foolish women speaks. Shall we indeed accept good from God and not accept adversity?" In all this, Job did not sin with his lips. Here we see our lesson. God is sovereign. God is in complete charge over Satan and Job. Satan could not afflict Job with boils all over his body unless God gave Satan permission to do so. And Job refused to blame God, even at the urging of his wife, because Job trusted the sovereignty of God. Job says, if we are going to accept that God is in charge when we receive good, then we must also accept that God is in charge when we receive bad. Notice that God is not the one who gave Job the boils. Satan did. But God is the one who gave Satan the permission to do it. And hold on to Job's godly response. "While I suffer," Job says, "I will not sin against God by blaming God." God is sovereign. He is in charge, and God can be trusted. This is what is in the mind and heart of Job. Adding to this, I really want to emphasize verse 10 and the response Job gives to his wife's question and bold statement in verse 9. She says, "Do you still hold fast your integrity? Curse God and die." And Job responds in the next verse asking a question. "Shall we indeed accept good from God and not accept adversity?" Often our temptation as Christians who believe in God and who want to trust in Him, our temptation is that when life is going well, when, for example, there are no known threats to our lives, then God is in charge, God is sovereign, God is good, and we trust Him. But when life is not going well, when we are threatened, when we are afraid, buying into a fear and anxiety, well, then we question if God is really in charge. Is God sovereign? Is He good and can we trust Him? We love to accept the good from God, but when God sends us some adversity, well, then many, can I say most of us, we doubt who God is. Job's response spoke sternly and convictingly to this temptation. The Christian needs to be alert to this temptation in the coming weeks and months. How should we respond to difficulty in life? We respond with conviction in the sovereignty of God. Let me be very honest with you. According to the sovereignty of the living God, you will not have anything happen to you unless God either allows it or gives it to you. And follow me now, He will give you His peace, which surpasses all comprehension, so that you will know the calming influence of Christ as you go through certain tests and trials. Job's question rattles around our minds in a good way. Shall we indeed accept good from God and not accept adversity? The answer is, as God's people, we will accept both the good and the adversity because we believe, we have the biblical conviction that God is sovereign. God is in charge. He has absolute rule and authority over all people and all things, and we humbly submit ourselves to Him for our care and for our good. Before I have to go, let me say this. I know the sovereignty of God is not always easily understood and/or accepted. Well, life is full of struggles. You may be faced with some really tough circumstances already this year. You may have no clue how you were going to get through this. You are really hurting. Intellectually, you know of the sovereignty of God, but you do not feel that God is in charge of your out-of-control life. All I can offer you now, which you need to hear, is this. As God's son or daughter, you belong to Christ, and He is sovereignly watching over you. He is going to get you through your circumstances. Remember, if you will, Jesus' words in John chapter 14, verse 27. These are the words of Christ to the Christian. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful. Please hear the word of God in Christ to you today. John chapter 14, verse 27. I encourage you to read that tonight. I want to just say a bit more about the sovereignty of God in the book of Job tomorrow as we end this week, the second week of 2021, together. I hope that you will come along again on a Friday so that we can hear again the word of God to our minds and to our hearts. When the Bible speaks, God speaks. And so as we study the scripture, He's speaking to us on God Is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.